I seriously don't understand the point of view of those two councillors. I'm opposed to Irish Water, I'm opposed to the privatisation of water, and I'm opposed to water charges, and I intend going down with my Sinn Féin colleagues to tell Irish Water that. And these councillors have been calling to meet Irish Water as soon as there's a meeting organised, because it's not in Donegal, they refuse to go.
But this isn't a meeting, it's a briefing, which effectively means you'll be sitting there listening to what Irish Water has to say, arguably.
No, there's a question and answer session where we can make our opinion known, and we'll be informing. There'll be senior members of Irish Water there, senior members of their executive, who've overseen a shambolic establishment of this organisation, inflicting these charges on people who can't afford it, and we'll be going down and we'll be letting them know. The idea of demanding a meeting with Irish Water and Donegal saying, we'll not bother going now, and nobody should go, we should sit here and be angry up here. Sinn Féin have got alternative proposals, and we intend to go down and deliver that to Irish Water. Now, I know the likes of Micheál Colum and Desi Shields, they might feel they're doing the right thing, or their heart might be in the right place, but I think it may be down to inexperience that they don't understand what they should be doing here. They should be covering this fight. We should be all going down together, putting on our Donegal jersey, defending the people who are being hit by these extortionate charges, and we should be taking the fight to Irish Water at every single opportunity.